Off the ball
on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
We have something of an international rules reunion here. The 2017 version is upon us very, very soon. We've got Maddie Ford on the line. We have got Kieran Donaghy on the line. And we've got Anthony Moyles on the line. And we're going back to around that period when this thing got really explosive, violent really in many ways. So the series resumed in 1998, you might remember. 2004, 2005, 2006 are certainly big years for it. 2004 was on in Croke Park. Ireland won the first leg, 132-82. They won the second leg as well, 77-41. Pete McGrath was the manager. Desi Dolan, Stevie McDonald, Sean Kavanagh, Joyce, Benny Coulter, Alan Brogan, all part of the forward line, along with Matty Ford. Here was the start of the very first game in 2004, just before throw-in.
It's very late in Australia, but we're delighted to have you here. As you can see, we're on the seventh floor of the Hogan Stand.
It's on already! There's a fight breaking out already! It's on before the game!
Oh,
have a look at this! Dean Sullivan into McDonald! It's on already at Croke Park before we even start! Wow, we expected the fireworks to begin, and straight away it's on! McDonald's been targeted by Sullivan, and an all-in brawl started here on the 45! Already it started! Gutless is what the Australians have been called all week. And they've come out ready to go, and it's on before the game has started. What might be late in Australia, but they're all up ready to go now. And Croke Park comes alive.
Lads, you're all very welcome. Matty Ford, you were there in 04. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I'm just laughing to hear it back. yeah, I remember it fairly well at this stage as well too, yeah.
Were you laughing at the time, or were you running?
Neither. I actually started the first test on the bench. It was in after 3-4 minutes, but there wasn't a lot of laughing at the start. But no, but I suppose looking back on it, you can have a bit of a laugh at it now. All right.
Yeah. Well, like generally, were you going into those games very prepared for physical violence? These were professional athletes. They were bigger than the Irish lads. Was that a big part of your thinking when you were going into these games?
Personally, not really, because it was my first international rules game. It was the first year playing, so you know, it hadn't been too bad up to that point. And you know, the 3 years you mentioned there, 2004, 2005, and 2006, is kind of when things got a bit out of hand. So no, like, we were expecting to be tough, obviously, but kind of not what we got in Croke Park that year, and certainly not what we got in Australia the following year, you know, where it kind of, I think it was only ramped up again.
Yeah. It says, I was just reading back on the 04 game in Croke Park, trailing 36-10 midway through the second quarter, Australian cause left in dire straits when Matty Ford cut through the middle like a knife through butter before skillfully slipping the ball along the ground past the diving Mal Michael in the Australian goal.
Yeah, we were probably well on top at that stage, but no, I think it was a ball kicked in behind me or something. I think it was a mark won by Brian McGuigan, and I just took a chance by running off him. He was clearly in, you know, where he took the mark. He was only probably just outside the 21 or just outside the D as it is now. And, you know, he was well within over range, as they call it, in international rules. But, you know, I took the chance going by him. I think he was actually on his knees when he gave me the pass, and I just kept going and rolled it past the goalkeeper. I suppose that obviously wouldn't have a lot of experience in the goal.
2004, so was this very good win for Ireland. Pete McGrath was the manager. You go to 2005, you're in Perth and Melbourne. 100,000 people in attendance across the two games. The Aussies win it and win it very well. To make it actually seven series wins apiece since the 1980s, it was a very kind of close rivalry. Like the first match, they put 100 points. The first time 100 points were scored in a match. Second, they beat Ireland 63-42, but they won very well, an aggregate win of 57 points in that 2005 series. That was the year. That second test was controversial. The Australian co-captain, Chris Johnson, and he was ultimately banned for 5 games for it, largely for punching you. What happened?
Well, I think it was for more than punching me. It went back to definitely to the 0-4 series, or, you know, we had, you know, I kind of forgot what the scores were or how much we had actually won by.
Yeah.
You just mentioned the scores. I think we won the series by over 50 points over the two legs.
Yeah.
You know, they were really, really weren't happy with that. And yeah, we kind of could see that from the post-match reception in Croke Park that, you know, Australians, I don't think, like losing at anything. And especially not to, I suppose, a bunch of amateurs as seen us. But I think they're really, in 2005, they're really going to put down a marker that, you know, that, you know, they weren't, you know, 50 points a worse team off than us, and that, you know, they were going to let us know that. But you know, after the first test, you know, realistically the series is over in all five. You know, we were 40, 50 points down.
Yeah.
But the second test, you know, certainly I think, you know, once the battle was over, they certainly won the war as well, because you know, it got fairly out of hand at that stage. You know, it started, you know, it was like the first test in 04, where, you know, it started before the second test, you know, before the second test kicked off, it started all over the field. But, you know, the real, I suppose, flashpoint of it was that Chris Johnson incident, where it was actually Brian McGuigan, I think, he knocked out first. Brian McGuigan was running by him. He swung an arm at him. I think he was out, as far as I know. I was making a support run with Brian. Literally, when I see him hitting the ground, was running across to see was he okay. And just as I got there, I got a box as well, and I was knocked out. So, and if I remember right, I think Anthony Lynch was grounded straight after me. So, you know, wow. He said he got a 5-game ban shortly after. So, you know, it was a real. That was kind of the. 06 definitely followed on from that as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, our dressing room, you know, I mentioned to someone earlier on, our dressing room was kind of like casualty after that second test. We'd been beaten by 50, 60 odd points over two matches, and we had a good few fellas fairly bloodied and bowed after that as well.
Right. When you say he knocked you out, I mean, we're talking knocked you out, like knocked you out cold, had to leave the pitch kind of thing, I presume?
Yeah. As far as I know, both of us were out, but both of us got back up and played on, because, you know, it was 12 years ago at this stage. It's not now where you have we're so much more aware of concussion and stuff. And, like, I think most GA fellas have played on after being knocked out at some stage. And, you know, that was, you know, getting near the end of the game anyway. So, I know, I think we probably actually came off, but we were back on at some stage, you know, as the interchange allows in the international rules.
Right. If it's any consolation, by the way, Chris Johnson afterwards apologised sincerely and said he couldn't believe it was him doing it when he was watching on the screen. So I hope that makes you feel better.
Yeah, I've seen that a couple of weeks later. And look at it again, it was like the row in 04. All you could do was have a bit of a laugh at it. And
yeah.
I'm sure he was very genuine, but, you know, I'm sure he still got paid at the end of the second test as well.
Didn't help your head at the time either.
So, not really.
So 04, Ireland have won. 05 in Perth and Melbourne, Ireland have lost. Australia have won. So we're going into 06, and there's this feeling that this thing is really bubbling away. So that's when Sean Boylan turned to the cavalry, namely Anthony Moyles, who's there. Hello.
How you doing, Joe?
And Kieran Donaghy, who even the Australian commentators were quite taken with.
Short kick.
So Riley, who's a long kick, goes for 4-4. Oh, Donaghy, is it?
Oh, the big man.
Yes.
The banker. Comes back with two big mitts.
Well, this is the guy that Ty Connelly picked early in the match as a key player.
196 centimetres. He's no...
Gee, you just... What,
tall lad.
What an impact he'd have in our game. Has he got the over?
Yep.
Oh, the banker.
The banker, yeah, I think they enjoyed that one. I think Ty told them earlier on in the broadcast as well that I never did a day's wait in my life, so I'm still a bit enamoured about that as well.
You boys were both called up by Boylan then in 06. Kieran, were you chomping at the bit to do it? Were you itching to get involved?
I was. It was a bit strange for me, because that whole summer was so strange and everything kind of went fast forward on me, you know. It was all of a sudden I found myself full forward for Kerry and all Ireland finals and all that kind of thing, and next thing, a few weeks later, this came upon me, and, you know, I didn't make much of the training first. So it was kind of like, you know, about three or four sessions the month beforehand, and then, you know, trying to get up to speed with the rules and all that kind of thing. I'd always watched it and always enjoyed it, but, you know, when you're playing it and having to think about the rules that are slightly different was a bit of a minefield for me. And, you know, I was, you know, after getting the player of the year, so I was kind of a marked man, so I had very little impact really in the 06 series. And I was nearly lucky that I was so bad the first day that I was dropped for the second day, because I missed the big brawl after the game, and I'm sure I would have got the head boxed off me if I was out there.
What about you, Anthony, when Sean Boylan gives you the call? Are you desperate to get involved? Because this kind of felt like the pinnacle of the series.
Yeah, I suppose, Joe, when I got brought in first, I kind of went to the original kind of... We were knocked out a whole lot earlier than Kerry were that year, so I went to all the training sessions and did everything, and I kind of started around midfield, and then as different fellas came back from different counties as it went, I got further and further back, and then ended up in full back, which I didn't really fancy, because I was thinking, if I do make it here, there's probably one individual I'd be marking, which was Barry Hall.
Right.
And Kieran, of course, Kieran came back in, and you know, between the two of us, it was kind of, we went to Toulouse actually on a great trip, and which was an absolutely brilliant trip for you know, meeting lads and kind of getting camaraderie and everything else going. But we had a couple of good set twos, and we just got set up, and with Nagini involved, you know, I think everyone anticipated that, listen, this was going to be a physical battle, and Boylan had certainly picked a lot of big physical men. You know, I don't think there was too many lads below 6 foot.
Right.
And it was definitely a thing of, we also knew, I can't remember the manager from Australia, but he was a typical Australian fella who was talking the talk, and, you know, he was saying he was going to do this and this and this. And by the time, even before they arrived, you know, I remember we had one or two meetings, and it was kind of like, well, listen, it is going to be a battle. We saw what happened in 04-05. And I think the vow was that we weren't going to back down, and we were going to most certainly put it up to them, you know.
A lot of people, I think, remember the first leg of that 06 series in Galway under the lights, the terrible weather. Ireland beat Australia 48 points to 40. So it's still very tight, and the tie is very much alive. Graham Geraghty had been cited for an incident with Lindsay Gilbey in that first game, a knee to the head, and ultimately was cleared to play. I'd forgotten these comments from Gilbey in the build-up to the second leg at Croke Park, which, when you know what happened afterwards, are kind of scary. So he's asked about Geraghty being cited, and he says, I think a few of the guys are actually hoping that Geraghty does play. He's going to get his own the next match. He probably won't want to go near the ball. I think you might see a bit of a different game this week. Put it this way, we will retaliate. It's open slather this week, which means, you know, is an Australian word for
yeah.
just like, it's open season. Like, literally in the press, Kieran, the Australians are saying Geraghty's a marked man, and we're basically going to beat the snot out of the rest of them too.
Yeah, that's what it was. And, you know, I remember, I think Paul and Aidan coming over, both gone after about 20 seconds. And, you know, Paul was just saying, Jesus, Chance Bateman was coming at me, and his eyes were rolling around his head, and he was going to go straight at me. So I said I was going to hit first before I got hit. So, you know, that's the way literally it started. I don't know what that commentary he played from 04 or 06, but the start of that game too, there was, they came down, I remember, in a kind of a ring as attackers, and started belting into the defender straight away, and the forwards were doing the same up the other end of the pitch. So, you know, it was clear from early days it was on, and, you know, they got Graham, who was my roommate at the time, and, you know, to be honest, we were kind of having a bit of a laugh about it. You know, we didn't probably think it was going to be as bad as it was.
Yeah.
You know, we probably didn't think it could get any worse than Australia in 05, so, you know, kind of saw that and they got through it, and, you know, I don't think they're expecting any worse, but yeah, they got him in a sling tackle, and his head hit the ground first, and he was gone, and kind of that rattled us. And, you know, we were kind of, probably the amount of scalping that was going on, you know, probably threw us off our actual game, because there was a lot more football played in Salt Hill, and you know, we got the better of them inevitably in the end. And I just think there was so much of that going on the second day that we, you know, there was a massive crowd in Croke Park, and, you know, it was setting up to be an absolute belter. And, you know, Sean was absolutely steaming after the game. He was disgusted with some of the stuff that was going on. So, you know, it definitely, you know, left a sour taste in the mouth, because it had so much potential to kind of almost build on the first day and erase 05 by just being a very good last game in Croke Park, and whoever's the best team wins. And we kind of left kind of going, you know, I think Sean said in the press conference that wasn't football, and he was right. And, you know, I think the Aussies got it right after that, when they brought in the fines for their players, if they were, because if an Aussie player did that out in his own league, they don't have, it's a very rough game, they don't have cards in the game.
Yeah.
They just have a very good way of, literally, the video crew watched all the rounds afterwards, and the ref cites anything he felt was to be cited. They look at him and they ban him, and they leave it off. But, you know, the Aussies, there's very cheap shots going in the Australian rules. It is a very manly game. They are straight up, like, you know, if you're going to get a punch, you're probably going to get a punch for the right reason.
Yeah.
But other than that, they just kind of go about their business. They're hard and they're fair. And that day they weren't. That day they were like bullies in the schoolyard, being let loose with no teachers around for the day, and saying, go on, have a go at the younger kids there. And the fellas that were pissing you off the last day, have a go at them. So
yeah.
that's kind of the way it was.
Yeah, the tackle on Geraghty is really awful, because both hands are wrapped around Geraghty, and Geraghty's arms are therefore by his sides, and
yeah,
your man's wrapped around him, and there's the initial tackle, and he throws him to the ground. So Geraghty is just, he can't put up his hands to protect his head. So, like, that's kind of a shocking start. Here's the Fox Sports Australia report that evening, which went out in Australia.
The Aussies continued their domination. A 38-point victory gave the Australians a comfortable series win on aggregate. But the Irish, well, they were far from comfortable.
If you want to box, say you want to box and we'll box. If you want to play football, say you want to play football and we'll play football.
Don't give me that as sportsmanship. Don't give me that as trying to promote a series. Don't give me that. That's thuggery, and that's all that it is.
Anthony, yeah, that's probably as annoyed and angry as I ever remember Sean Boylan being.
Yeah, it was funny. Kieran mentioned it, Joe. Like, I mean, I remember him coming into the dressing room afterwards, and he was, you know, like, obviously he's been there. Like, he's just not a man that generally loses the head. You know, he just doesn't. He keeps his emotions under wraps. And I actually had never seen him since, and I've never seen him before as bad as he was, because, you know, as Kieran alludes to there, like, they had, even in the parade, like, they were talking and they were jiving across. And you're kind of thinking, oh, yeah, this is just talk. This is the usual old bluster that they go on with. But, you know, as soon as the ball was thrown up, every single man to a man turned around and did something to his opposite man. Mm. And there was battles all over the place. But, you know, Sean was absolutely... Like, he was extremely irate. He was, as I say, he'd never seen him as upset. And it did cloud over an unbelievably brilliant weekend, which was the weekend beforehand, which was actually, yeah, there was a fair bit of, like, there was a bit of niggle in it, and there was some good hits. Like, I remember McGeaney hit a lot of shoulder. He put him into the middle of next week. But there was give and take in the game. But we came out, and actually it was a very good game. But, you know, it's funny, you know, because you kind of forget some things. I remember Keith Duggan, the Irish Times, had given me a call after the second one, and I remember just alluding to the fact that the build-up to the second test, all week the media had been saying how limp and how kind of, you know, afraid the Australians had been, and you know, they were lacking in fight and all this kind of stuff, and they were kind of like, some of the old red tops were calling them, this isn't Australian, like, these are basically just, you know, kind of, you know, pansies coming over and all this kind of stuff. And it definitely G'd it up, you know. Like, I mean, they kind of saw this as like red rag to a bull, and they said, okay, fair enough. So I know they were probably obviously getting ready to get stuck in, but that didn't help at all. And you know, people were saying, oh, where's all the blood and guts that we've seen in the previous year? And they certainly brought it for the second test, because it really ruined what possibly could have been a cracker of a game, because the first one actually down in Galway was actually a very, very good game of football.
Yeah. And Matty, I'll bring you in a second. I know you weren't available for the 06 one, probably no harm. Ciarán, in your memory of the 06 dressing room, like, our lads sitting around saying, sod this, I'm never coming back for more of this crap? Or was there anger, and was there talk, we need to get back at these next year? Because ultimately it was so bad, it was suspended for 07.
Yeah, I think as players, you know, we certainly knew it was bad at the time as players, but I think players are just annoyed that they lost, and I think right. We were annoyed that we lost. And, you know, yeah, there was incidents, and there was, you know, fellas knocked out, and there was fights, and but, you know, ultimately we didn't play well enough in the day, you know, I think.
It must be very hard, though. Like, you must be slightly distracted at all times.
Yeah, I suppose under that, I just kind of always looking over your shoulder, because, you know, it's just, you don't know what's kind of coming your way. The first day, I was inside full forward, and there was this Ryan Crowley fella, he's a tagger out in Australia, and he was looking at my eyeballs for the whole game. He never looked at the ball. He was just dragging and pushing, and Stephen McDonald ran over. And I'm more or less awake, and, you know, take care of this fella, like, you know. And
right. But
the second test was far from that. It wasn't incident here, incident there for different teams. It was literally just they came out and just fought and intimidated and as, you know, as much as they could, and to the point where, you know, they got a bit of momentum and we couldn't find the way back, and every time you might get a bit of momentum, there'd be another road breakout, and that'd slow you down again, and, you know, they ended up winning comfortably. So I think as players in the dressing room, we knew Sean was annoyed, we knew it wasn't good, but more so as a team, I would say, you know, we were just disappointed that we didn't give a better showing on the field.
Mm. Matty, you were suspended, were you? Was that the reason you weren't there?
No, I was. I had been suspended during 06, but I was long back before. I was back before our championship was even over. I wasn't selected. I didn't get a try or whatever. I suppose, looking in hindsight, it might have been the worst thing that ever happened. You know, I'd love to have played again. You know, while 04 and 05 in particular, when I was playing, was pretty rough. I thought, you know, it was a small price to pay to play for your country. You know, the other lads probably would have played in provincial finals and Ireland finals. I hadn't, so to me that was probably my All Ireland final. Definitely at that stage. As I said, it was kind of a small price to pay for Ireland, and I would love to have the chance again in 06. But you know, I think 06 was even a step up again on what happened in 04 and 05. It got really brutal in 06.
Yeah. You played, Kieran, in 08 in Perth and Melbourne, 2011 as well, Melbourne and Queensland. Like, from memory, it seemed like we went from one extreme in 06 to the other. Like, there didn't seem to be anything at all. It was like the players were afraid of ruining the whole series.
Yeah, I think there was obviously the break in 07. I think 08 was an outstanding series and probably, you know, doesn't get the recognition in the overall schemes as it does, because
right,
there was big hits, you know, there was big hits all over the field. There was goals, you know, we beat them by a point in Perth in the Subiaco and a Belto, where they came screaming back into the game in the third quarter. You know, and then we went to the MCG in front of about 50,000 and played really well and got another massive win by 4 points, and we won by 5 overall. And you know, that was a great series. There was big hits with contact, but the Aussies just had to basically stop the ship, like, you know, because if they were getting suspended in this game, it was costing them 3 games in their own season if they were doing anything in our game. So that basically took out their matchup, punching, clotheslining, you know, knocking guys out. It took that out of us. And I think without that, you know, I think we've more advantages in the game. I know we're amateurs and they're pros, but it's our own ball, you know. And I think we've more advantages in that side of it. And, you know, we're called amateurs now, but we're probably playing as much as them anyway. You know, so, you know, that's gone from them as well, the whole professional side of it, and next thing having the physical intimidation side of it. All of a sudden, they were kind of taken from them. And I think, you know, I think that series, 08 was a belt, 11 was a bit of a letdown. They didn't pick a great team. I think, you know, a lot of the big Aussie players, they kind of fallen out of it. No, they've rectified that. They've made them select the All-Australian team, which is far better for the sake of the series, and why the boys this time down under will have a big game then.
Yeah, Anthony, are you hopeful for the future of the series? Fair few people texting in saying it's had its day and there doesn't seem to be huge appetite amongst the public for this time around. What's your interest level in it?
Well, I don't know. Like, I mean, as a supporter, it is a little bit different. You know, I think people, like, I remember being a kid and watching, you know, the Big Dipper and all these lads, Mick Lyons beating each other and all the stuff in Crow Park. And I have to say, like, I mean, there is a kind of a gladiatorial kind of, you know, feeling on it. When you're seeing this kind of stuff go on,
yeah.
As it were, you know, it does get the blood going and the adrenaline going and I'll row every now and again.
People basically want the fights, but you can't hang the series on that.
But you can't go too crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, look, you don't mind the physicality of it, and the boys know well about it. Like, I mean, you could get that in a club game, you get it, okay, less so in inter-county games, you know, because of sanctions and everything else. But it's you don't want to dilute it too much, but neither do you want a situation that was there in certainly in 06,
yeah.
Where it was just pure intimidation to the point of where you are kind of going, ah, listen, is this worth it? You know, like, I mean, I can't go to work on Monday potentially because of a broken jaw, whatever it is. I can't go to work for the next month, you know. So there was no, because they're obviously they have a sanctioned situation now going on. They have to behave themselves, and obviously the referees have a bit more power now. Like, I mean, the referees, you can even hear on the audio there, I don't know who it is saying, Anu, come on lads. Like, I mean, the referees have absolutely the referees may as well have not even been there.
Yeah,
you would want to tell anything for that.
Yeah, because it was, but it's like, I mean, it was one of my proudest moments, Joe, I'll be honest with you. Like, I think Matty said it there. I like, in Galway, I remember, like, I mean, I would have, you know, I was pitching myself against fellas that I never thought I would play against, you know, like, I mean, all the big names. And I was just delighted to actually, it helped my confidence levels as a player, that I was able to go and train against these fellas. And it helped me for 07 on. Like, I mean, I found it absolutely massively important for myself, and a very, very proud moment. So for any players that do get picked, I think they would hopefully feel the same. And, you know, I think people and supporters and people watching it have to understand it for what it is and appreciate it for what it is. Because the games, even in the last number of years, have been cracking games. Mm. You know, albeit, yes, they've been diluted down on the violence front. But listen, that's the way it should be, you know.
It'd be a mortal crime. It'd be a mortal crime, I think, and, you know, because of the reason they're lengthy and, like, represent the country. Is just unbelievable, and to take that away from all the players in the whole country, in the country, like, you know, Chen, fellas like, as Matty said, you know, it was a huge moment for him, and to take that away from guys would be, would be, you know, I just think a massive crime, because the game has played well. You'll see how the Aussies will have a good team over with them or in Australia this time. They'll be at home and they'll give Australia loads of us. And, you know, that's what we have to make sure, is that we're sending our best teams all the time, you know. And I think if both countries commit to doing that, you know, I think the interest is there. And, you know, we let the interprovincials go and everybody says, no, oh, great, get them back. How do we arrest? You know, once we let something go, it's hard to bring it back. So,
yeah,
you know, I keep going with it, and I push forward with it and try and send our best team down, and hopefully they do the same next year, send their best team over.
All right, lads. Well, hopefully we get a good series this year end. Kieran Donaghy, Anthony Moyles, and Matty Ford, who I think at the age of, we couldn't find your age on Wikipedia, but you're an intermediate county champion. Still going strong. The body feels good.
I don't know about going strong, Joe. Yeah, we won the intermediate championship, so we're back senior after being away for a couple of years. So, look, it's probably at this stage, I'm 38, so it's probably my last county final. So, you know, I've 4 or 5 seniors at this stage, but, you know, I never really wanted to win an intermediate medal, but I was absolutely dying to win one this year. So, you know, to get
you're like a good wine, Matty.
I think I'm like a stale wine at this stage, man. The destiny becomes more precious as you get that bit older, and you know you're not going to have too many more. So look, we've won the first round of the club championship, and we're playing again at the weekend. So like everything from here is a bonus. But you know, as I said, at this stage to win a county final is, you know, it's as pleasing as the very first one at senior level.
All right, well, good man, keep it going. Thanks a million, lads. Cheers for all that.
Thanks, Joe.
Off the ball
on Newstalk, in association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.